disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. Sits a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. And he's played ugly to me.
Born on this day back in 1966. Kevin Gilbert, multi-instrumentalist and a songwriter, best known for co-writing this song right here with Sheryl Crow. And stories, I remember, are right, like writing a lot of it. Huge hit for Sheryl Crow back in 1994. All I Want to Do is the name of the tune. It broke Sheryl Crow here in the States and the UK. I mean, her first hit, period. Sheryl Crow, with the hit All I Want to Do, co-written by Kevin Gilbert, born on this day in 1966. He did not get to enjoy the fruits of his labor for very long. Kevin Gilbert died in May of 1996, shortly after All I Want to Do became a massive hit. But he was born on this day in 1966. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This here is the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday morning. Impeachment hearings rolling on yesterday. They continue today, too. Yesterday, special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, said he and others, amended his previous testimony during his opening statement in public testimony, saying he and others thought it was inappropriate for Ambassador Sondland to mention the investigation into Burisma during a July 10th meeting, reversing his previous statement. Look, let's get to some of the audio. That's what's going to be the big thing. Let's do the, what do we got? Let's do Mike Turner here. This is Mike Turner from Ohio, questioning special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, yesterday during the impeachment inquiry.
They're like short periods of time that we have now for. Now, gentlemen, there's been a lot of talk about a lot of people, and we're going to have to pick up the pace here because these are like short periods of time that we have now for this portions of questions. A lot of people talking about their perceptions, their beliefs, their feelings even, what they heard and their understandings and their thoughts. Ambassador Taylor, Mr. Kent, Ambassador Yovanovitch, and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman all had conversations with each other and with other people and all had a whole bunch of hearsay. But I can assure you this boils down to just one thing. This is an impeachment inquiry concerning the President of the United States. So the only thing that matters, besides all these people talking to each other and all their feelings and all of their thoughts and understandings, it really only comes down to what did the President of the United States intend and what did he say and what did the Ukrainians understand or hear? Ambassador Volker, you're one of the first people that we've had in these open public testimony that's had conversations with both. So I get to ask you. You had a meeting with the President of the United States, and you believe that the policy issues that he raised concerning Ukraine were valid, correct?
Yes.
Did the President of the United States ever say to you that he was not going to allow aid for the United States to go to the Ukraine unless there were investigations into Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, he did not.
Did the Ukrainians ever tell you that they understood that they would not get a meeting with the President of the United States, a phone call with the President of the United States, military aid, or foreign aid from the United States unless they undertook investigations of Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, they did not.
You know, pretty much, Ambassador Volker, you just, like, took apart their entire case.
There's Congressman Mike Turner yesterday talking with Ambassador Volker during the open inquiry in the House. We'll hear from Elise Stefanik later on, going down very much a similar line of questioning. But I want to also fold in here some comments from President Trump. A cabinet meeting yesterday, where one Steve Gruber was in attendance, talking about USMCA and more about the impeachment inquiry as well. Donald Trump, President Trump yesterday.
So we have a lot of good things happening. We have to get USMCA signed. Nancy Pelosi can't get it off her desk. Just can't do it. The Democrats want to have it. The unions want it. The farmers want it. The manufacturers want it. I think the woman is grossly incompetent. And we're having a problem because Mexico and Canada are calling, saying, what's going on? And it's sitting on her desk. She isn't Democrats because the Democrats are going to vote for it. All she has to do is put it up for a vote. She's said for months now, oh, well, no, she likes it. She wants it. She likes it. She wants it. The woman is grossly incompetent. All she wants to do is focus on impeachment, which is just a little pipe dream she's got. And she can keep playing that game. And I've been told, and who knows if this is so, but I think it's so. I have pretty good authority on it, that she's using USMCA because she doesn't have the impeachment votes. So she's using USMCA to get the impeachment vote. And it doesn't matter, because right now you have a kangaroo court headed by little Shifty Schiff, where we don't have lawyers, we don't have witnesses, we don't have anything. And yet I just got to watch, and the Republicans are absolutely killing it. They are doing so well because it's a scam. It's a big scam. They're doing something that the founders never thought possible and the founders didn't want. And they're using this impeachment hoax for their own political gain to try and damage the Republican Party and damage the president. But it's had the opposite effect, because you've seen the polls and we're now the highest. I'm the highest I've ever been in the polls. You don't hear that on television because the news and the Democrats are one and the same. But that's the story.
What I can tell you about the polls, President Trump yesterday, is that, one group that is very much on board with the inquiry overall or impeachment and removal are independents. And I've been told independents are a pretty important voting bloc when it comes to presidential elections. The Real Clear Politics average here, showing 42% support the inquiry, the impeachment inquiry, 46% oppose. And the question about impeachment and removal, the average is about the same, but it's trending in the wrong direction if you're the Democrats. It tightened a bit when the inquiry began, and since then has opened up again. The latest poll saying about 8% more people say no impeachment and removal from office, despite what they might be hearing, or it'd be because of what they're hearing. They don't think there's anything there. Independents not really buying into either the inquiry or the actual impeachment and removal. And again, especially in swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, take your pick. Independents are a pretty important voting bloc. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.